We are here, we call this one as a yoga retreat. Retreat, it says two words, re and treat. Treat for ourselves. Again, retreat means it's a double treat. Treat for ourselves. Our life, we are so busy, caught up in our day-to-day routine. Monday starts, Friday comes. Monday starts, Friday comes. January comes, before we know, Christmas round the corner. So life is so fast, so busy, and caught up in the routine. Caught up in the routine. Slowly, death is encroaching us unknowingly. It is unknowingly, we are inching towards our death. We are so busy in our day-to-day life, we do not know that how the day passes. If you ask your colleague, how was the weekend? They say, so busy, I don't know what I did. And Monday starts, this finishes. I was a small boy, as if yesterday. Now, it's a middle age. Soon, in the old age, life slips. Retreat is an opportunity for us. We have to retreat, take back from the routine. And it's a time to reflect how my journey is going. Is it the path I wanted to go? Or can I make some adjustment in my life course? Am I happy with the way in which it is going? Or should I make any correction? This opportunity, retreat, retracting from the normal routine so that I can reflect on how my journey is going. Is it, I'm happy with the way in which it is going, or can I make any changes? It's a time for us to reflect upon. And here, we'll spend a bit of time on our reflection and meditation. We have two statues. One is Padmasambhava. It's a golden color, and Gautam Buddha here. The striking difference, if you see, in that one, Padmasambhava, eyes are very angry. Redness is there. Sharp eyes. Whereas Gautam Buddha, look at that one. So compassion, so gentle. There is a serenity in the eyes. Compassion in the eyes. That one, it is very harsh looking. It's the harshness towards the negative things. We had to be strict against the negative things. Towards the good, you had to be compassionate. It's a Gautam Buddha. Maitra Karuna Evacha. Compassion in the Sanskrit Bhagavad Gita says Karuna. Friendliness. Maitra Karuna Evacha, that compassion and friendliness, gentleness. And here, Gautam Buddha's eyes, another one you can notice, it is as if eyes are opened, as if it is seeing outside, but actually it is withdrawn. If you observe that one, eyes, mind is withdrawn within. Though eyes are opened, it is connected within. If you want to have the compassion, first connect within. That eyes symbolizes that one. Eyes are opened. Yes, people may think I'm open to the world, but at the same time, simultaneously, I haven't forgotten the inner world. As a Gautam Buddha, as a child, his father, he wanted him to continue the kingdom, become a king. And one astrologer had told his king, Suddhodana, that when this child grows up, he will either become a great king or a great renunciate. But king wanted him to, his father wanted him to become a king. so that he created all the environment, ambience around him, luxury. It's everywhere, it's a plenty. It's a plenty of luxury. And no, he should not see any suffering, any shortcoming in his life. He had plenty all through his life. And in the young age, he got married also, he had a child also. And the king never allowed this prince to go. Or it's a stage set, preset condition. Even if he went out, everything, it's like a prime minister, if he comes, everything, the road is swept, everything is clean. But this prince, one day he wanted to go out, and he, without his father's knowing, on the market he saw old people, sick people, people with various ailments, dead people. He was shocked. It's the life. And he asked the chariot, will I also be a sick person one day? The charioteer said, yes. Will I also be old one day? He said, yes. Will I also will kick the bucket one day? He said, yes. That he saw the misery everywhere. And he wanted to find a solution. What is the solution? It's I'm blindly leading a life. If death is it's a pain and suffering everywhere, even I have to go through that one. How can I fix this one? And he did not make make an announcement. It's $1 million for this project, this project. He wanted to find a solution. He set out, he started meditating. He wanted to discover the peace, serenity. His heart was very agitated, very disturbed. He wanted to find tranquility, bliss within. He found the tranquility and bliss within. When he came out of that one, he moved around in the market. He did not see any pain. He did not see any suffering. Situation is the same, but he discovered that stability within, compassion within. Mind, eyes like this, is connected within. He discovered the bliss within, unshakable bliss within. When he discovered the bliss within, wherever he went, he saw it is the beauty of the Lord. Expression of the Lord, there is a joy everywhere. It says the message of Gautama Buddha also. You can't fix the problem outside unless you fix the problem here. You have to problem, whatever is there, it is not the problem, it's we have to fix the problem here. When you fix the problem here, outer problems subsides. If I do not fix this problem, however much effort I put in, it is like a old cloth trying to stitch one tear. When I start stitching, another tear opens up. Fabric has become so tear, I can't fix. If I stitch one place, another tear opens up. And life becomes depression. People go into anxiety. It's full of problem. They say, go within, seek within. Like in the Upanishad also says, Paranchi kani vitrina swayambhu, paran pashyati na antaratma, kaschit dhira pratyagatma. That very brave one, they decide to go within. It is not everyone won't go. So generally, God created the senses to go out. But rare few, rare bold one wants to go within. What is the solution? They go within, seek within. They discover that one. That is the message of Gautama Buddha. Discover the problem for the whole universe. Fix within. When you fix within, you have fixed the problem outside. Otherwise, life is a misery. Always complaining, always whinging, cringing. problem never ends. Fix this one. Then real compassion, compassion, the joy, bliss dawns within. And that's the message of the Gautam Buddha and retreat. We'll do a bit of prayer. Yeah.